Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour, hour number two. In addition to passing the budget on Friday, they passed 66 policy bills. And just to be clear, if we had a part-time legislature, folks, none of these bills would even exist. There's no way they could pass a budget in 90 days. Coming back in the session and being there January, February, and March, and leave the first part of April by passing a budget, they would have never gotten these bills done. But this is what they have to do. Well, bill number 24, Senate Bill 418, Kevin Hertel, Democrat, would let insurance agents count up to 4 hours of active participation in a professional insurance association toward their required continuing education. Senate Bill 501, term-limited Democrat Sylvia Santana of Detroit, enacts a physical therapy state licensure compact to join 38 other states and Washington, D.C. Senate Bill 716, Senator Paul Wojnow, Democrat, modifies the scheduling of certain controlled substances by shortening the amount of time officials have to review and respond to federal changes involving the classifications of a controlled substance. Reduces it from 91 days down to 60 days. Oh, they needed a bill to do that. Senate Bill 723, Sarah Anthony, Democrat, allows approved brownfield projects to keep up to $3.2 billion statewide in future tax revenues generated by those projects. Included would be taxes withheld from workers' paychecks, sales tax, to help pay for redevelopment costs. That's one bill so far out of 27 that sounds smart, common sense. Senate Bill 903, Senator Darren Calamari, Democrat, provides for a 15-year investment plan where weighted funding must increase if legislators increase the broader per-pupil funding allowance. This was tied to the pre-K through 12 budget. Housing projects. This one is legitimate. Senate Bill 966, Democrat Jeff Irwin, sets aside $100 million that MSHDA could distribute each year in the form of non-refundable tax credits to affordable housing developers. We need more housing projects. Senate Bill 989, Senator Dania Pulhenky, Democrat, allows school superintendents to grant interim teaching certificates with a special education endorsement to an individual enrolled in an alternative certification program. You needed a bill for that. Really? House Bill 4187. Pat Ottman, Republican, temporarily cuts deposits into the Renew Michigan Fund by $15 million a year for 3 years, shifting the money away from recycling and waste management programs, and redirects investment earnings from the state's placemaking fund to be put into the general fund. Okay. House Bill 4746, Jason Wolford, Republican. Listen to this. Listen to this. They needed a bill for this. You know the little magnetic strips on credit cards? Well, the ones that are for SNAP food assistance cards will now be chipped enabled to reduce fraud. Unbelievable. We needed a bill for that. You couldn't just implement that change. No, they needed a bill. House Bill 5806, Kristen Grant, Democrat, allows qualified investors in eligible low-income housing projects to claim a non-refundable state income tax credit beginning 2027. Unused credits could carry forward up to 10 years. Senate Bill 423, Stephanie Chang, Democrat, permanently restores and continues programs allowing local governments to reduce delinquent property tax debts for certain low-income homeowners and offer payment options to help residents avoid foreclosure. By the way, she's from Detroit. Senate Bill 293, again, Dana Pohanky, Democrat, ensures that a defendant in an animal cruelty or neglect case would be required to either post a cost of care bond or forfeit their animal to an animal control agency. Her companion bill, Senate Bill 294, complements the prior bill and ensures that repeat offenders like those convicted of animal cruelty crimes can never reclaim animals. Oh my God. Whew. Come on, Randy. You can get through these. Senate Bill 616, again, Sylvia Santana, Democrat, includes more opioid manufacturers to be allowed to be into the Opioid Litigation Act. Senate Bill 721, Jeremy Moss, Democrat, would extend the commercial property tax abatement program through 2035 and allow applicants to correct any errors without losing the original certificate's effective date. Companion Bill, Senate Bill 722, Mary Kavanaugh, Democrat, would extend the commercial rehabilitation property tax exemption through, again, 2035. Allows certificates to last up to 12 years and lets the applicants correct errors while keeping the original effective date. Senate Bill 604, Senator Dana Pohanky again, increases the per case fee the Liquor Control Commission pays vendors to offset expenses related to warehousing and delivery. The price of booze is going up in Michigan, thanks to that bill. House Bill 4807, sponsored by Brian Possumus, renames the Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board as the Children Trust Michigan Board and lets its partner with outside fundraising organizations revise how it allows grants to local prevention groups. House Bill 4805, Brian Posthumus, would allow 8% of the Children's Trust Fund averages balance over the previous 12 quarters to be spent each year, potentially increasing funding available for child abuse prevention programs. His next bill, 4808, allows the Children Trust Michigan Board to hold fully or partially electronic meetings under any circumstances. So the board doesn't even have to meet in person anymore. Let's just do a Zoom meeting. Almost halfway through, or two-thirds through, excuse me. Senate Bill 421, John Cherry, Democrat, updates the name used on the Children's Trust fundraising license plate to reflect the new renaming of it to the Children's Trust Michigan Board. Children's Trust to Children's Trust Michigan Board. And you need a bill for it. House Bill 4779, Pauline Wenzel, Republican, requires certain health facilities to develop and implement policies requiring the use of surgical smoke plume evacuation systems during surgical procedures that create this type of smoke. Surgical smoke. House Bill 4101, Matthew Berline, Republican, again allows Michigan to join the Physical Therapy Licensure Compact. House Bill 4100, William Bruck, Republican, designates a portion of M50 as the Animal Control Officer Darren Young Memorial Highway. Again, they got to do a highway. We'll wrap this up with House Bill 4517. Jerry Nier, Republican, allows television and radio stations to broadcast missing child reports like the Amber Alerts. You needed a bill to do that. Really? Only 16 more to go. Final segment. We'll be right back.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay. Perry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, hour number two. Finishing off the reading of the short synopsis sentences of the 66 policy bills that they passed with the budget on Friday. House Bill 4518, Angela Regas, Republican, would require Michigan State Police to issue an Amber Alert for a missing child with special needs or another missing child believed to be in imminent danger after a short preliminary investigation. Would require Michigan State Police to issue an Amber Alert. House Bill 4644, Alicia St. Germain, Republican, allows the operation of golf carts on streets and country roads in certain municipalities. Yeah, no headlights, no taillights, no turn signals, no brake lights, but you can ride them on the streets. Yep. House Bill 4750, Republican Kathy Schmaltz bars the state from using foster youth benefits to cover care costs. Requires at least half of those benefits to be saved for children 14 to 17 and provides financial literacy training when appropriate. Financial literacy training. House Bill 4415, Tom Kuhn, Republican, would let county road commissions make larger purchases without competitive bidding by raising the threshold from $15,000 to $75,000. Increasing the vehicle weight threshold from 5,000 to 10,000 pounds. We needed a bill for that. House Bill 5646, Tim Kelly, Republican. Beginning the fall of 2027, universities and other teacher training programs must provide the science of reading instruction as part of a teacher's certificate and curriculum. Lessons regarding phonics, literacy screenings, and how to use multi-tiered support systems that was part of a dyslexia screening and literacy learning bills the governor signed in the fall 2 years ago, 2024. Unbelievable. House Bill 6043, Greg Van Workum, Republican, permanently establishes the Michigan's MI TriShare child care program. House Bill 5571, Stephen Wooden, Democrat, allows a multifamily house with more than four but fewer than six levels to have a single interior exit stairway if the unit meets the conditions in a previous bill. Can't make this stuff up, people. House Bill 6074, Carl Bonac, Republican in Nagani, bars for profit entities that control more than 100 single-family homes in Michigan from purchasing more of them. For-profit corporations. If you own 100 homes, you're done. If you violate the law, $25,000 fine for each additional house you purchase. House Bill 4396, Sarah Leitner, Republican, allows researchers to request juvenile records from courts for research, provided they sign an agreement that protects the data from misuse. House Bill 4824, Matthew Berline, Republican, changes the Michigan Liquor Control Code to alter their definitions surrounding the terms, brands, and brand extensions. One of our reps, Ken Borton, House Bill 4350, allows someone to feed wildlife and birds if the feed is 300 feet away from a residence and is no more than 2 gallons. Feeding wildlife and birds has to be a bill. House Bill 4062, Mark Tisdale, Republican, requires lawmakers whose terms begin in 2027 or later to wait 2 years after leaving office before becoming a paid lobbyist. There we go. Excellent, excellent bill. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to go. And can't even get it done in 45 minutes. Let's go through this one. Let's see this one right here. Senator Mallory McMorrow dropped out for running for U.S. Senate. Finally creates Neil Friske's silver alert. Like an amber alert for missing elderly people. Seniors with dementia, Alzheimer's, other mental issues. They wander away from a senior care facility. Well, now they can put out a silver alert, just like an amber alert. That was Senate Bill 456. The other five, we don't have time. Frankly, my dear, don't give a dang. But this is the type of garbage that they had to put through in basically the last minute before leaving for summer break. Unbelievable. We're going to shift gears. We can go in a different direction. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber.